Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Good morning. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and Father Pete Elizardo, I'd like to welcome you to Corpus Christi Cathedral. Also, in a special way, I welcome all who are joining us via internet, television, and radio, those who are in hospitals and nursing homes. Please know that you are always part of our parish community. Also, especially, I'd like to welcome our brethren who are in the McConnell unit who are also joining us. And let us now join with our celebrant, Father Richard, as we begin our Eucharistic celebration. Amen.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. The wicked say, "Let us beset the just one, because he is obnoxious to us. He sets himself against our doings, reproaches us for transgressions of the law, and charges us with violations of our training. Let us see whether his words be true. Let us find out what will happen to him. For if the just one be the Son of God, God will defend him and deliver him from the hands of his foes. With revilement and torture, let us put the just one to the test, that we may have proof of his gentleness and try his patience. Let us condemn him to a shameful death, for according to his own words, God will take care of him." The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. James. Beloved, where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every foul practice. But the wisdom is above, first of all pure, then peaceable, gentle, compliant, full of mercy and good fruits, without inconsistency or insincerity. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace for those who cultivate peace. Where do the wars and where do the conflicts among you come from? Is it not from your passions that make war within your members? You covet but do not possess. You kill and envy, but you cannot obtain. You fight and wage war. You do not possess because you do not ask. You ask but do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. The word of the Lord.
From the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee, but he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent. They had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child, such as this in my name, receives me. And whoever receives me, receives not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
There was once a teacher, a third grade teacher, and she decided to ask all her students what did they want to be when they grew up. You get the usual answers. One wanted to be the president, another wanted to be a doctor, one wants to be a lawyer, one wants to be a teacher, so on and so forth. And as each one answers, she asks them, "Why do you want to be this?" And they all say the same thing, "Because I want to serve the people." Then she notices there's a small child sitting in the back, the smallest of the children, and she asks him, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" Right away he said, "I want to be the people." She was very confused with that answer and said, "Why?" And he smiled and said, because then everyone has to serve me. This is a story that comes to mind when I'm reading today's gospel, because it definitely speaks to us about serving. You see, in today's gospel reading, Jesus teaches us how we need to act. He says that whoever wants to be first, whoever wants to follow in the Lord's footsteps, must become last. In other words, whoever is served by others must serve others. This, of course, was contrary to the teachings of Jesus' time. It is also contrary to the thinking of many people in our world today. In order to reinforce his teaching, Jesus takes a small child and he places him in front of his disciples. He embraces this child and he firmly declares that whoever welcomes a child such as this into his home and in his name welcomes and serves Jesus himself. Now, at the time, these words could not be understood, but even now, we still need to listen to them in light of our profound faith in the bounty and mercy that God gives us. You see, in Jesus' time, children, especially children who have been cast aside, they're either orphans, abandoned, or, most importantly, just thrown away. They were not considered to be important members of society. In fact, during that time, children had no rights unless they were given to them by an adult. So Jesus is really saying that to serve a child is also to serve the poor, to serve the ill, to serve the abandoned. It is also to serve Christ himself and the one who sent him, God the Father. Whoever wants to become a disciple of Christ must listen intently to what the Lord is saying, and he puts his teaching into practice. Of course, the world in general has not always understood this, especially in most recent times, when it seems that violence, selfishness, and the desire for material wealth are considered to be the top virtues. Today, it is thought that being important, being the center of attention in the eyes of everyone, having a lot of money, living in luxury, having prestige and power, are the most important things in life. Materialism has become a new religion. But the truth is, these things pass. They end. But the word of the Lord has no ending. It does not pass because it is eternal. On another occasion in Matthew, Jesus has said, "Let the children come to me and do not prevent them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." In other words, if we do not become humble, innocent, and dependent on God as little children, the way little children are to their parents, we cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. In a loving family, children have a simple relationship with their parents, and it's based on trust. It's based on love. They truly love their parents, and they feel loved by their parents. That same loving and trusting relationship is what needs to exist between us and God, our Father. The simple bond with God, our Father, this experience of faith and love, ultimately leads us to the kingdom of heaven. Seeking rewards seems to be something that is normal in the lives of human beings. In today's day and age, we all want to be number one. That has, in a sense, become a virtue. Sometimes it is good that if you're a student, you want to be the top in your class. You want to have the best grades. You also want to get the top prize whenever you're in a competition. If you're a sports figure, you want to beat the world record. Being triumphant in science, the arts, or sports is not something that is negative. It can be positive. But in this, as in all human activities, there is a danger. Vanity and pride may end up overcoming the winner. If this happens in life's activities, how much more danger is there when we try to serve God and our neighbors? Jesus refers to this danger when he invites us to practice humility, to set aside personal ambitions, to serve God and our neighbor with the same sincere and simple spirit that children show towards their parents. I was thinking about that as I was reading today's meditation. One of the things I love to do is I love to read the Word among us. And there was something that called out to me that I'm going to share with all of you now. What makes you a servant? Your willingness to become Jesus no matter how he comes to you. If you're willing to waste your time with a child or any other vulnerable person, you are a servant. If you're willing to imitate Jesus' humility as he washed his disciples' feet, you are a servant. If you're willing to imitate his compassion as he stood up for a woman caught in adultery, you are a servant. My brothers and sisters, if we truly want to be first in the kingdom of heaven, if we really want to do something pleasing in the eyes of God by doing his will, we should listen to the counsel that Christ gives us in today's gospel readings. If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last and the servant of all. My brothers and sisters, sometimes the best way to be a leader is by becoming a servant. I believe in one God,
the Father the Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken with the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead, the life of the world to come. God calls us all together to this holy place. So now we call upon God to hear our prayers for all those in need.
For our church, that we may grow in holiness and mercy by God's grace, that those virtues may be manifested in good fruits to benefit those most in need, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
We pray for world leaders, that they may cultivate peace inside and outside their nations, so that the fruit of righteousness blossoms and flourishes throughout their regions. We pray to the Lord. We also pray for catechists. May they be blessed with creativity and enthusiasm as stewards of God's gifts. Let us pray to the Lord. For our children, who are dependent on grown-ups for care and support, that they may be kept safe and healthy as they learn values of kindness, mercy, and forgiveness. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear us.
That God may extend his healing hand upon those who suffer from illnesses in our community, especially those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus, and also bless those who minister to them. We pray to the Lord. For the eternal repose of the souls of Joe Cueva, Pete Gonzalez Jr., Minnie Gonzalez, Rene Gonzalez, Tony Perez, Rolando Role Gonzalez, and Deacon Luis Trevino, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
And now, my dear friends, for all of those prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord.
Gracious God, your Son called us to be the last of all, the servant of all. Help us to be servants to each other, passing your gifts on to those in need, for whom we entreat you today. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
Receive with favor, O Lord, we pray, the offerings of your people, that what they profess with devotion and faith may be theirs through these heavenly mysteries, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you so loved the world that in your mercy you sent us the Redeemer to live like us in all things but sin, so that what you might love in us, what you loved in your Son, by whose obedience we have been restored to those gifts of yours that, by sinning, we had lost in disobedience. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks, as in exultation we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks he felt us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, and Michael our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, though with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that, by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. May the peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us all reach out with a sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Thank you. Let us pray.
Graciously rise up, O Lord, those who renew with this sacrament, that we may come to possess your redemption, both in mystery and in the manner of our life, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Now, if you could just be seated for just a few moments, we just have a few announcements. The first announcement is religious education begins today for grades 1 through 12. Take-home packets can be picked up after Mass in the breezeway outside of the classrooms. The cathedral rummage sale is coming up on October 22nd through the 24th, and we are now accepting donations, and the deadline for bringing donations is October 13th, but please, no clothing. RCIA will be meeting today at 10:45 a.m. in Classroom 4. All adults interested in receiving their sacraments are invited to join. Also, we have a very special birthday today for Al Sondern, who is celebrating his 96th birthday. Is he in the house today? Al, if you don't mind coming up for just a moment. He said he's 21. Good and gracious God, I ask you continue to bless Al for another wonderful year of life. May he continue to know you, love you, and serve you. And may he continue to be an inspiration for all of us who will always come to you. We ask this through Christ our Lord, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'm going to give you a little bath here. Happy birthday. God bless you. Well, he was just saying that after the gospel, with the last shall be first, he didn't feel that he was worthy to come up here, but Al, you definitely are. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. We want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy, and may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, a part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.